Ready? Did you start? Okay, perfect. Good evening, everybody. We are going to go ahead and get started. It is 6 o'clock. I would like to call the Tuesday, January 18th, 2022 monthly workshop to order. We have some special guests tonight. We have the group from Men for Change here. The first meeting of the month in January, we proclaimed the month of January 2022 to be National Mentoring Month. And the Men for Change group is a big influencer, and they do a lot of mentoring in our town. So we wanted to take a picture with them and recognize all of the work that they've done here in town. So if you guys can come forward, we'll take a picture with everybody. Come on up. You're awfully tall. I mean, you might have to stand up here with me.
Yeah, you're even taller.
Oh, I know. That's true. I don't know. Everybody will hide. You guys can come. Everybody can come on in.
We all smooch together.
We'll let you hold this one because you're tall.
No, I'm just sitting over to the side.
Debbie, Ed, stand up. You have the wide-angle lens going on around there over there. I know, right? That's the downside of this room, is the pole. David, you bring the bus?
So what movie are we seeing?
I think The Blind Side.
Yep. That's a, I love that movie.
It's important because it helps the kids understand mentoring. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Say, everybody say cheese. Cheese. Awesome. Thank you, guys. I am. When you see me all the time in the street, and you won't find me. Hi.
Now he knows.
He does. Well, he's always nice anyway when he walks by, and he's always on a mission. So.
What a good report.
Oh, I think he knows. I know. I know where to find you guys. I know where to find him. He's always helping us out at the Lions Club from store.
Thank y'all.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. Have a good time. Enjoy the movie.
Okay, we will.
That was awesome. Okay, next we have a presentation for the broadband fiber expansion. You guys are up again.
All right.
Step up to the podium.
Yes, as well. And for those of you that were not here last time, I'm Kirk and this is Andrew. We're with Simple Fiber. We are a fiber internet company based out of Salisbury, Maryland. We began as a real estate development company, and we have projects throughout the shore where we essentially renovate historic buildings in a lot of downtowns. And in the process of doing that, we've teamed up with Maryland Broadband, who is provides fiber optic backbone throughout the Eastern Shore as well. And from there, we branched out to begin supplying fiber to a number of different towns. I think where we left off last time was, you guys want to take a piece as well? I'll flash your copies. We had discussed a number of different options for Petersburg. And showing you guys what it consists of to link municipal buildings together from like a just a nuts and bolts functional standpoint to get the local city sort of brought up to speed and having everything interconnected well, and then additional options as far as like bringing the entire town up to speed. As far as getting everybody the opportunity to be connected to high-speed broadband access. And Andrew, do you want to discuss a little bit of what those...
Looking at option A, we've presented this to be the fourth time now. Option A is actually consistent of the first two presentations. That's the total coverage of the city. That would be every business and every residence that had high-speed fiber. That would also include permanently eliminating the internet bill for the city itself at all of the city buildings, and providing, in the, as you can see in the shaded gray area, a free public Wi-Fi at the marina areas, the walking path, and the baseball fields. That is our ultimate goal, is really to serve the whole city. Ideally, option A is where we fully have our support behind. Option B is a revised option after our last meeting. Our last meeting is option C. I don't have to go over that per se, because everything from option C is included here on option B. What we've added, you can see to the bottom left, the entire industrial park. We've also added the water tower would have service, so potentially you could create a revenue source at the water tower, renting space to T-Mobile, Verizon, etc. We've also added trunk lines to the west and east that would cover an additional close to 30% of the city over option C. So it doesn't get necessarily full coverage immediately. Our end goal with option B is still full coverage of the city, but this gets the most bang for your buck, so to speak. And if we look towards the grant packet, actually we'll break down some of the numbers. So flipping to page 5. You can see the initial investment of the city. This is the total coverage. It's $2.47 million. That saves the city $1,000 a month in their internet expenses. It could be more. That's based on estimates that we have of your Comcast bills.
That's meant to be a conservative estimate.
And then you'll also see that in the city investment, the actual investment of the city to bring high-speed fiber to each business and residence would be an $1,834.52 per residence and business to bring high-speed fiber. This is not necessarily a tax-funded program because we're requesting ARPA funds that, as part of using those ARPA funds, it's broadband, water, sewer, and street infrastructure projects. Yep. So this is, just to tie one other thing, this is more of an idea of not only creating a competition of high-speed broadband in your city that's 20 times faster than Comcast, it's actually would be attracting new residences, new businesses, and helping retain those folks that are already here.
Just that, you know, we think it's a pretty awesome and unique opportunity since the federal government's stepping in and, you know, providing this bridge to being able to sort of leapfrog technologies and get people to the forefront of where internet connectivity needs to be. So I guess I kind of wanted to open it back up to you guys and see what questions you had. In the interim, and you know, what your thoughts are.
So option A, which is the one that we asked about extending to certain streets, is $2.5 million.
So that's for basically covering the whole city, being able to install a backbone that would allow us to quickly get to every single household. So you're still not covering every single dollar. Like, that just creates an infrastructure from which if somebody calls and says, we want internet, cool, within 30 days, we should be able to get you set up. As opposed to in option B, like, we would be throughout the town, and we would be aiming to expand to everywhere. But if somebody calls and says, we want internet, we might say, it might be 6 months before we get to your street, because we still have to essentially build out to that and grow into.
And option B's cost, if you turn to page 6.
All right, that's the $879. Mm-hmm. And was the original map that we saw?
No,
C
is the original map?
The one you saw last time.
Mm-hmm.
B is a 30%.
Gotcha.
And then you guys, and then to that, we added on the additional locations that you had asked for. So, like,
Express
adding
to the industrial park.
Right, the marina.
Yes.
Well, the other one I thought originally covered the marina, just didn't. Okay.
So B is kind of like a middle ground, but our end goal, obviously, is to serve the entire city.
Right.
And as far as, you know, an agreement and next steps, where would you see that?
Still picking your guys' brain for a moment to see what everybody, in the interim, you know, obviously there's been a month or so, kind of where we've left off and what everyone sees as, like, the future of this project.
I, for one, having a hard time justifying the kind of money you're talking about. Especially, I mean, our upper funds, I think anybody who's been to meet know we're getting slightly over $2 million. Mm-hmm. I mean, so your option A is off the table to start with, because that's more money than the ARPA funds even, or right at our total allotted funds. And a town our size with the tax base we have a lot of needs. I, for one, would love to see it, but I don't know if this town can afford the kind of money you're talking to basically aid a business to come in and start up and... You know.
Sure. And again, we put that there because we had told you guys when we came the first time, this is ultimately the
right
investment that it's going to require, and we're going to get to that. But when we brought essentially a proposal that kind of takes the other tack and said, okay, if the city were to upgrade every computer in all of its municipal buildings, because that's just something that it functionally needs to do every 20 years, that would help the city, and that would be great. It would indirectly help all of the residents because they now have, you know, a city government that's working a little bit more up to speed, but it doesn't directly help them. So we kind of came back with that option last time. It was like, hey, you guys just genuinely need to upgrade internet service just like you would upgrade your computers when the next generation technology comes out. And that was sort of the minimum for accomplishing that. And then, based on what you guys had expressed before, we added some things to say, okay, cool, if we're going to go through all this, let's also take it a little bit further. Let's get these businesses included, getting to the industrial park where we know you guys have a lot of people interested in coming to town and being able to serve those areas. And we want to be able to provide the kind of technology that they'll need in order to be able to relocate here. So that's where we came back with that one. Again, we just wanted to be consistent, and since we showed you guys that before, we're telling you that's ultimately the investment that it's going to take, and we're going to get there, but we're here to get the ball rolling.
Cool, at least we have options. I mean, I like having to know what the total area of coverage was going
to
cost,
and
for the expansion areas.
You guys are kind of lucky in the sense that the city's jurisdiction is fairly dense in compared to a lot of places on the Eastern Shore where, like, it can get to be a little bit more sprawling within what is technically city limits. So that's actually not a huge number when it's all said and done.
My concern remains the concern that I had last time. We're a month away from, more than a month maybe, even from when we talked last. The only true number on either of these pages is what we would put into it. Everything else is an assumption, assuming that the bill is this much, assuming that this, assuming that. For that amount of money, I can't do assumptions. And I'm telling you, if I'm looking at option C and you're looking at 210 residential customers, I bet you my salary as a mayor and council member, there are not 210 houses on the route you have drawn. I'll drive it with you. There's not 210 houses on that route.
Well, if we're on a given street, you know, being able to go a block in any direction, you know, being able to go a couple blocks in any direction, that's all feasible at that point. So that's, you know,
feasible,
it doesn't literally need to be like.
But
that
feasible
person.
at a increased investment, though, to run that additional fiber.
No, so we're saying, like, on that initial build-out, mm-hmm. like, it will put that number of people within the network. And again, we arrived at that number working backwards from what you guys physically need. So the only assumption that we're making is how much you guys pay at each of your individual buildings for internet. You know that, so that number's not far off. Again, we're trying to be conservative to say, if we save you $1,000 a month, if that's a genuine savings for which you will no longer have that expense, that will pay dividends in the long run. Just looking at that proposal alone, that's a fact. This is something that has already been done in Denton. We're working with Walmart right now to the level of they want us to hook up individual pump stations with fiber. So they've already got a lot of their all of their municipal buildings interconnected. Like I said, we're working with Salisbury right now to do the same. But Denton is taking it one step further to say, as we're running down blocks, they want us to be like, we've got a pump station at that corner. We want that interconnected. And again, for them, we're doing that with their ARPA funds in tandem with connecting houses at the same time. So, we're not trying to reinvent the wheel here. It's already working, and we're basically kind of showing you guys how we've made this partnership work in other areas.
And one thing, some of the other cities that have fiber, or even Maryland Broadband, when they ran the last mile fiber, they didn't plan to serve any of those customers. So as a partnership with your city, we're actually planning to serve those residences in the city. We're not just leaving them behind, so to speak, and serving only the municipality. We're really thinking of the residences and businesses.
Well, math is not my strong suit, but the savings to the town, if my math is somewhat good, it would take 200 years to recover the initial investment.
On option A?
Yes.
So, and to be clear, that's why we came last time with the proposal that we did, to show you guys, like, if you were just to do, like, what we did in Denton, which is hire a subcontractor, such as ourselves, to come in and interconnect those buildings, that's approximately what it's going to cost them. You know, that's what it would cost here. You know, so that is just an upfront expense. Then we, in our previous discussions with you guys, it said you guys were interested in seeing a proposal that included some additional areas. So we went back to the drawing board, and that's where we came up with option B and said, hey, if we were to hit the other areas that you're talking about, that's what it would cost. Again, that's going to change the return on investment to the city, but if you were to go back to the option that we brought to the table last time, then, yeah, you're genuinely talking about... where do we have that? It's selection.
It's this one.
Yeah. Do we have a number of years?
It's not in this one. It was in last.
Okay.
I think it's 23.
Yeah, it's about 20-something.
Yeah, so, I mean, to be honest, I think there's not too many investments regarding all these things where they literally do pay back that investment. I mean, if you were to do it on a percentage return, when we do real estate, you're calculating for the bank, is this going to be a 9 cap? In that case, yeah. Like, it is actually going to return value to the city at a rate that a bank would essentially finance and say, that makes sense. But you guys are paying for the infrastructure for yourselves so that you reap that return not just after 23 years, but that infrastructure is here indefinitely. I mean, the conduit will be in the ground, even if the fiber is, somehow replaced by a different technology. You don't have to go paying for the cost of rerunning that conduit. That is, 80% of the expense of building out infrastructure.
No, but we have to justify this to the community.
I mean, I know for me, I would like to see it done, but I think we have to investigate some funding sources to be able to get it done. I mean, I can see the benefit, and I work in technology,
absolutely,
and I understand the benefit of having fiber versus what we all currently now have in our houses. But we definitely need to find some money. I mean, if we were to authorize this kind of expenditure, and we have people that we have giant potholes that people can lose their car in, so we need to pave the streets before we need to, you know, give people faster internet, unfortunately. Sure. But we're not opposed to trying to find ways to fund this creatively, and whether we just have to start with option one and then expand as we go based on the kind of funding that we can get, that might be what we have to do.
I mean, I'd love to see this happen. It's some money, yeah. Honestly, like for everyone else, it's a money issue.
We would like the opportunity to you know, essentially demonstrate what we've got and prove ourselves. So, again, you guys would be the very first people essentially using the system. So you would see for yourselves on a daily basis, you know, whether or not it's working for you, you know, how you like it. Like we said last time, essentially when that takes place, the city could have, you know, a call service that allows you to be like, okay, you're on hold, you press a button on your phone, and you could connect to a separate building across town and really have your own dedicated intranet.
Well, it would be great to have everything connected together. And maybe we can, I mean, I know the county has designated a ton of money for infrastructure, and I know it's planned on the more of the rural areas, but maybe we can work with them to see if this helps in the long run solidify the network.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a way that we can get it funded and also increase their backbone at the county level as well.
At least partially.
Yeah, they can kick in something. I think that's certainly worth an ask.
Ballpark, what is our Comcast bill?
I've never seen it. I don't know. I think you have three at this actual building, if I'm not mistaken.
No. I don't think so. Not at this building. I think you have three total.
For the whole town?
Police and public works and us. And I think it's ballpark of like 350 or 401.
Total?
Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm talking about. This whole thing is assuming $250 for four buildings, which is $1,000 a month, and our reality is $350 to $400 a month. I can't substantiate even entertaining $400,000 with discrepancies like that.
But I'm not sure that we have a gig fiber service. I'm not sure with Comcast. I'd
Correct.
Like to know what our
you don't have an intranet. Again, you don't have the kind of speeds we're
right.
talking about.
But when we're talking about return on investment being 23 years, that's assuming $1,000 a month currently being spent. So
well,
when you
that's
that
also assuming that the value that we're giving you is only $1,000. So we're actually saying the value of this is going to be more than $1,000 to you. So we came at it from that direction of essentially you can save that, but you're not including essentially the added value. Like, what would you have to go pay for setting up that system, that's what we're including. So if you were to call Comcast and say, hey, we would like to change our service to the following, then it's like, yes, it would obviously cost a lot more.
I also think this is a future forward-looking, so if you do expand into future buildings, anywhere that the fiber is passing, you'll have instant service to share the gig with throughout all the buildings. Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's a definite no. Well, like I say, I agree with the mayor. We need to look into it, see what we can
do. I'm not a no. I like the idea.
Yes.
I support the idea. I need the specifics.
May I request the actual bills?
Yeah, I thought that's what we were doing last
physical
time.
Physical numbers?
I thought that's what we were doing last time.
Yeah, if you get him a copy of the bill, just so we know. And if it has on there what our speed is. What our connection speed is, because that would be so we can compare apples to apples versus apples and oranges.
Mm-hmm. And we'd love to also present to the city, the citizens as well. That's something that a step needs to happen.
Sure.
No qualms about that.
I have a technical question, so to speak, I guess. Mm-hmm. All this is in ground.
Yes.
50% of the roads have no green space right away next to them. It's either sidewalk, curb, or road.
Yeah, I mean,
You're digging up a road, you're digging up the sidewalk, you're paying people for a right away. What are you doing?
Boring. So, I mean, Eric is very familiar with that. I mean, the technology is out there to bore underneath of roads and get where you need to go. I mean, we do it all the time. Ideally, if you essentially can cut up a single square of a sidewalk and then
just go with it
and pour several hundred feet wherever you need to go. Obviously, we try to stick to green spaces. We wouldn't we would come down, the park side, of Main Street rather than the the middle of Main Street where you have obviously more hard surface and navigate things like that. But that's all.
Okay.
That is again why it is difficult and challenging, and why there's not other people jumping all over the option of doing that.
All right, I was just looking at a couple of the roads you had highlighted, and just thinking there's not a whole lot of space in there to be trenching down. So
there are instances we will use all of the power poles as well. We just really prefer not.
I think Brett was trying to talk. He was muted. Okay. On my side, on the laptop.
Okay.
Yes. Sorry. Thank you. I've been trying to call my brother, and he can't.
He was declining your call.
I just wanted to give just a couple of thoughts, if you don't mind. But first of all, I want you all to know this isn't necessarily designed to be an investment. In the sense that the rate of return is not the main factor in all this. We're bringing high-speed internet to the town, which isn't cost-effective, but through a long-term investment of the city, we can provide your businesses and industrial parks internet, and in a lot of cases, residences. But the other thing to keep in mind is when we talk about the longevity of this project, internet is institutional. Like you're going to be using this indefinitely. Like it's water or it's sewer. So the one call process, when we say it's cheap or it's a long rate of return of say 20 or 25 years, or even if it was less, even though I think you're going to start seeing your prices go up, and you're going to need faster internet to do things like this Zoom call we're on. The actual call process is with us giving you free internet. This is something that's going to last essentially a lifetime. But when we're looking at the rate of return, it's not like it's something that has a short-term life expectancy like the car or something like that. This is something that is indefinite. It'll only continue to get bigger. So just didn't want it to be that we're coming here to try and pitch you on an investment. The person that spoke before us last time was there as an investment. This is more of a necessity towards the infrastructure of your town, and we just happen to write it in a way in which you will benefit. But for example, the county is spending 5 to 10 million, I can't remember the exact number. They will receive zero financial return on that forever. So that's where we just wanted you to know you're the only town that will actually receive this. We've never offered free internet to any other town. We charge the city of Salisbury. So in this particular instance, it was a unique scenario. So I just wanted that to be clear. This is not ever in the past design. Comcast would never give you free internet or offer this type of investment.
That's for sure. Okay. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you so much. I will jump off where I'm actually down in Pocomoke talking with them about our current hookup down there as well. So thank you so much.
Thank you. So I guess if you can, Christy, if you can get them the bills, and then just so we have a more firmer number, and then we can try to see, I guess, somewhere we can start to look at funding to see how we can fund in phases or whatever we can do to try to move forward with the project. Because we all like it, so it's just a matter of paying for it.
Right. So what would you guys like to see from us? Because we don't want to keep coming up here and necessarily taking your time. If there's something more specific, or if you say, hey, we're... in March is when we're going to be looking at the budget. That's when we're going to need to start slicing things and seeing what we can do. And, maybe we need to revisit it at X time or...
I would say we'll start with the county and see if we can get anywhere to start look at funding sources. And then we can let you guys know to try to give us a time frame so we can let you know we can get this X amount of dollars. What can we get for this kind of thing to start moving it forward.
And you gave us three options, so
yeah.
We can discuss it as a group. So I don't see any need until you hear from us. I mean, if it does.
I think, well, Chris, you'll get you the bills. Just if you, and you can just email it back to Larry, and he'll get it to us. Just an idea, so that we have the, like, we're comparing the same things.
That portion of it.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So. That would be great.
Thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
We appreciate you coming back.
Okay, next we have public comment. If you're here for public comment, you can step up to the microphone, state your name and your address. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
We don't have anybody? Okay. Next, can I get a motion? We're going to move the qualifications for firms to provide professional engineering services to the end of the agenda. So if I can have a motion to move the agenda item 5 to the end of the meeting, please.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion passes. Okay, next we have resolution 2022-02, revision of the town policy on employee recovery of unused sick leave. Resolution 2022-02 revises the employee manual to address employees' recovery of unused sick leave upon separation. As revised, the policy provides that an employee employed prior to December 31st, 2021 may recover unused sick leave upon separation, provided that they have been continuously employed by the town for a period at least 10 years. Employees hired or rehired on or after January 1st, 2022 may not recover unused sick leave upon separation. Has everybody received a copy of that? Was there any questions or comments? If not, I will take a motion to adopt resolution 2022-02.
Make a motion we adopt resolution 2022-02.
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Okay, motion passes. Okay, next we have the short-term agreement extension for plan review and inspection. As you know, we went out for the request for qualifications for that. This would give us time to review what's come in. And this will extend the current contract that we have in place through April 18th, 2022. Does anybody have any questions or thoughts on that?
Does the current people have a problem with extending it?
No.
Okay, good.
Any other comments?
No.
Okay, then I would take a motion to extend the current plan review and inspection services to April 18th, 2022.
I make a motion that we extend the current plan review and inspection service agreement till April 18th, 2022.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion passes. Next, we have the request for qualifications for the advanced metering infrastructure water meter replacement update. Town Manager DeRee?
Yes, Mayor, members of the council, the staff report lists the chronology of the process. Those firm packets were received and distributed to the council. At this point, it's time to move the process forward if you see fit. Staff is proposing that the firm be invited in to present, or at least to Zoom present. Any further discussion, provide direction to staff for the next procedural step.
I read through the proposals. You know, I'm not a advanced metering expert, but the one presentation that we had from the one company I thought was very helpful. So I would like to extend the offer to all three firms. I don't know how you guys feel. If we can get a presentation from all three of the firms just to get a greater detail of that was very helpful. We could ask questions, and they could help us make an informed decision. I think that would be great, so we can pick which one would receive that and award.
I was going to say, and Rob wasn't on council
right
during the first presentation, so it would be good to hear from all of them again.
Mm-hmm. Can you go ahead and set that up?
Okay.
Okay, perfect.
Would that be at the February work session on the 15th?
22nd.
22nd. 22nd's the 4th. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, it is. Great. It's the 3rd Monday. So it's the
okay.
It's the 4th Tuesday.
Whatever that day. The day after the holiday.
Yeah, 22nd, sorry. Yes, 22nd.
Okay, perfect. Okay, next we have the American Recovery Plan Act, Coronavirus State and Local Fiscal Recovery Funds, final update ruling. Town Manager Dury?
Yes, ma'am. The final, we were working under the interim plan, or the interim rule from end of May until March 31st of this year. On January 6th, the Treasury issued, the Federal Treasury issued the final rule, which allowed for more flexibility and more direction than the interim rule. Our funding level hasn't changed. It's still $2,621,700 and some change that was paid to the town the first half, $1,310,887 on July 30th of 2021. The second half scheduled to be delivered July 30th of 2022. So we've been spending in increments. And the final rule allows for a lot more flexibility. Biggest difference between interim rule and final rule is the sort of standard allowance. It's called a standard allowance. We were calculating under revenue loss, and that was fine. I mean, that was money you were, looks like you were going to grow to, but you're not growing there, so the increment was called a revenue loss. For us, that totaled about $207,000 this year. And that could be spent on other things that aren't in the original legislation. The final rule still allows municipalities to do that, so we can look at $207,000 of general fund expenditures, or we can opt for the standard allowance, which is $10 million, up to $10 million for those who've gotten $10 million. Up to $10 million. We're not going to get more than $2.6 million, but all of a sudden the $2.6 million is opened up to general fund expenditures. So, in so many words, that means you can use it to pave streets in addition to other things. Water, sewer, broadband, premium pay, and COVID impact, pandemic impact are still, you know, the original expenditures. It's just more flexibility on what you can spend it for and also on how you can report, but that's all in-house. I participated in the Treasury Department's webinar this past Monday. It was very helpful, but again, if anybody's interested, all those documents are on the town website, and you can go take a look under the Finance Department, Department's Finance. It's under the ARPA section, so you can go and take a look and see what's what. But that's where we are. We're under, all of a sudden, we're under a new set of rules and different ways to spend money now. So it's going to make for more interesting discussions. This was reported last time, so just for the good of the audience out there, up to $2,621,000. The town's already spent $394,505. That's 15.04%, and that includes $125,000 for the water and sewer expense report, a lot of support for the Federalsburg Community Health Center from Choptank Community Health, and the $31,000 some change to the fire department for personal protective gear updates, in addition to some money that we paid ourselves back for lost property, for lost revenue from property inspection last year, and some IT upgrades, and premium pay, when you afford the premium pay. That's what constitutes the $394,505. Both actually spent and obligated. So that's another $2.2 million out there. All to be spent or obligated before December 31st, 2020.
Well, since the list of projects just got vastly larger of what we're allowed to use. And the final rule is the final rule, and that there won't be a final rule after the final ruling?
The plan is that the final rule is the final
rule. Okay.
And do we know ballpark of the water meters?
I can't remember what you were off the top of my head.
Like 1.4.
Okay, that's what I couldn't remember.
And that's all at one time.
Right, right.
If you were to do it cash out of pocket.
Right, if we're just going to pay for it, that's what it was, yes. Yeah, that's what I was asking.
And that's to do every meter.
Okay. 2.2 don't go around like it used to, does it?
No, it does not. I thought we were going to be able to do all kinds of stuff. By the time you toss in broadband, water meters, and streets, we're gone. We need streets. To get more money.
Water meters and broadband, this ain't the 2.2 of them.
Doesn't take long. All right, so I guess part of our, our strategic planning, we can start to look at some of the streets. I gave Larry some pricing. We're going to try to get some pricing and some ideas. There is an old street list, really old. I think needs to be updated to prioritize. And then depending on what they need, you know, some of them, they just need the top coat. It's a lot cheaper than if they need to be completely, you know, scraped and redone. So we can start with a list of that to try to target.
Can we look at also the age of the infrastructure? Because we did Main Street, and I didn't feel comfortable because of the pipes being old and stuff like that. You know, I felt we were wasting money just on blacktop. But.
Oh, paving it depending on how the terracot, what is under it, right, for water breaks. Right, that makes sense. So, okay, that's exciting stuff. Thanks, Larry. Okay, next we have a motion. I need a motion for the executive session to discuss contracted services and personnel matter.
Before you do that,
yep.
Did you guys have comments? I kind of heard you guys talking a little bit.
Well, I talked to Larry last week about the tiny house.
Okay.
And that's why we're here tonight.
Okay. So, I mean.
You guys can go ahead and go
yeah.
if you want to go ahead and talk now.
What we want to do?
Yeah.
We own 306 Whole Street.
Okay.
We fixed that house up.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome to go in. I give Larry the key to get in, you know, to take you all around and show you. It's a shed in the back. It's 16 by 16 with almost 8-foot ceilings, and we want to turn it into, like a Larry said, tiny house. I call it an in-law suite. And we can make it actually, I measured it tonight, I can make it 16 by 10 bigger if we have to make it qualify because it's already a slab there.
Oh, okay. And do we have anything in the...
We don't. It would require a text amendment in R1.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, right now you can't have a dwelling that's not hooked to the house if you're going to put another kitchen in it. So the way our zoning manual reads right now, the only way that would work is if it was hooked to the back of the house somehow.
Gotcha.
And there's where that's located, that's not an option for you, I'm sure, because it's
no.
all the way at the back of the property.
But I will say one thing that I know Queen Anne's County did, for sure, and you can go look at it yourself. It's right on 213. They took a board and put from the house to the garage.
And that's considered connected?
It's connected. They did do that in the past. It's still there today. I went into meeting for that.
Well, I'm certainly not. I know that would help the one other group out. There's another house that has that same issue that they've been doing renovations on, and they do have that space. They would want it to be an in-law suite, but I think that is preventing them from being able to do that as well. That one, the big one up on the hill.
We wouldn't hook the sewer to the house. We would run a new water line and sewer line, like I talked to Larry about, you know, pay the fees, whatever it is.
Right.
Make it totally separate.
Is it possible to do that as a like go to Board of Appeals and have it done that way? So we're not changing the rule for everything, so anybody who wants to do it is going to have come to us, so it can't just be all of a sudden we open the floodgates for everybody to start putting something in the backyard.
Well, I have to check the comp plan to see if there's any grounds in the first place, and I don't think there is. So, but that can be worked out with the comprehensive plan about, and I wouldn't recommend this as we've had this discussion. Property owner and I have had this discussion. I wouldn't recommend it as a by right. I would recommend it as a conditional use so that when it goes for approval, the conditions are put on it, like it needs its own separate water and sewer connection, like the building inspector has to make sure that if they have it in place, like that there's all the fire safety and life safety stuff going on, smoke detectors, secondary ingress and egress, etc. And that's not going to work converting everybody's garage. So it's more like your little building, and I don't know the other one, but they're called accessory dwelling units, is sort of the, you know, sort of a planning term for them. They come in handy for things like extended stay when a family member needs to be, you know, for family health issue or something, part-time school teachers, that sort of thing. People who don't need a full apartment, but they need not to be sleeping on, you know, their uncle's sofa. And that's where this sort of structure comes in handy. So, and we don't have the ability to have that at all. And that's a zoning amendment. That's a text amendment.
Yeah, because I had built on right to the tear down and built onto the back of my house to be able to do basically what he wants to do. I mean, when I added the mother-in-law's on.
You really want to keep her way back?
No.
Some people might want to. I was thinking that.
She did tell me when we built it, she wanted her own kitchen, own dining room, everything. So if she got mad at me, she could just shut the door and not have seen me for weeks at a time. But
one of the things, too, with this, this is an option compared to people who are converting, you know, an old four square into a duplex and trying to cram two apartments into the frame of a single family home. So, you know, it's another option.
So do we have to start with planning and zoning to try to? Okay.
Yes, I mean, the mayor and council are interested in directing the planning and zoning commission to take a look at that, and that's a start.
I mean, I don't have any problem investigating, and I think there's some other use cases, and like you said, if it's spelled out specifically what it can be used for and the parameters for doing it, then, I mean, as we know, housing is a premium right now in Fredericksburg, so.
Well, you're welcome to check it out. Go inside, got granite, everything.
It looks very nice on the outside. I was down there yesterday looking, so.
Yeah, I'd like to take a look at it. We'll have to
put these little mini splits downstairs. Matter of fact, it was set on 64 today, or 65. I thought we got to cut them back to 62. It's way too high.
Oh, yeah.
They got conventional, you know, regular heat pump upstairs. There was no, you know, the house was not on foundation, so you couldn't put it underneath the house. But you're more than welcome. Larry knows. You can go check it out. We're looking at another house here right now in Fredericksburg, but we want to know what we can do to do it.
Great. No, that sounds awesome. We love it.
So what will I do? Talk, wait to hear from you?
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Planning Commission meets on the 25th. They've already got kind of some things on the agenda. So they're also meeting the 22nd, I guess, how it works out. So they'll be upstairs. We'll be here.
Right.
22nd of February. So that's part one to start looking at the text.
Do we have to go there, or is it something you talk to?
I always advise.
So we come back on the 22nd?
Applicant to go in.
Okay.
Speak to himself.
Okay. Well, right, we'll draw it up.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, we'll have the whole plan drawn up.
Wonderful.
3D. Yep. All right,
thank you. We love it. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
In the meeting's when?
22nd February.
22nd February. You need it 10 days before? I'll deliver it. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you. Have a great night.
Did you guys have any comments?
Do you want to talk?
Thanks, Madam Mayor, distinguished council members. I just want to stop by. We're Ricky Vaughn.
I'm excited to meet you. I was looking for you before the meeting, so I could try to meet you.
We were over there with Fire Marshal, so I apologize. We own the old Cafe Paradiso, which is now Les Brunch Cafe.
Nice.
And we own other restaurants and daycare centers, so we just wanted to come and say hi. I think I mentioned to you over the phone, Madam Mayor, we're embedded in the communities that we do businesses. We don't just come and take money. We reinvest, so we have 147 restaurants, and out of every single restaurant, we actually invest back into the community with the high schools and middle schools and so on. So we just wanted to come say hi. Every town that we're in, every city, every state that we're in, either myself, my fiance, or a member of our management team actually shows up at the town hall meetings.
Wow.
So you will always see at every month someone from our organization there, because that's how you build a partnership. So Just wanted to come in and say hi as we were in town today and this week. Lastly, we're looking for a house.
I was thinking of you too when he was talking about that, because you were saying you were having a hard time finding a place to live.
We have looked and looked, and it's like as soon as we see one and we like see the sign up there, we call, we're like, oh, we got an offer. So it's like, okay, good for you, sad for us.
We'll put our feelers out to see if there's anything that we know that's going on the market.
I appreciate it. I heard the I believe it's the insurance place across the street from us. I think he owns property as well or something.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. He has
I
a few.
Yes.
Out today, so I was going to go, you know, check him out tomorrow.
Yes, that's Charles Brohan, and they do have a couple places.
Okay.
That has the insurance.
Yeah, one of the ADT guy. Mm-hmm. Was installed and looking at our alarm. He's like, oh yeah, go across the street. He got some property. So,
are you looking to buy a house or rent one right now?
Buy. So I'm currently was not fortunate to be in your shoes. I ran for public office in Baltimore City, and I suspended my campaign, and I'm ready to get out of Baltimore City.
Well, we're happy to have you here, that's for sure.
we're looking, you know, we have small kids, so we want to get out of the major city, and you know, I don't have to say what all is going on in Baltimore. So we want to be in a different environment with our kids. So
what kind of food are you going to serve?
So it's a what I always describe it as is a IHOP and a TGI Fridays merged together.
Impressive.
So we yes sir. So we specialize in like the Fruity Pebble waffles. We have a stuffed French toast, which is not the traditional flat top French toast. It's actually deep fried with glazed apples or peaches. So like
got me right there. French toast.
So I am a so majority of our restaurants are franchised. So we own Dunkin' Donuts, KFCs, Checkers. This concept is something that we created about 3 years ago. This is our fifth location, and it's because I'm a weird eater. So I go to IHOP and get pancakes, and then I go to TGI Fridays and get the Jack Daniel wings. And so she got tired of me going to five different restaurants to get one meal. So we created this. Also, it's a little bit more flexible. It's a little bit more personal to where we can actually get involved. And like in our Merrill Beach location, we had customers the first week like, okay, you should add this to the menu. You should add this to the menu. Take that off the menu. So we were able to actually accommodate that, and that's the reason why we like, you know, our own independent brand that we can kind of customize it around the area. Because one lady came in already, she was like, unless you want to brew your own tea, bring them down here. So now we have fresh brewed tea that's actually going into that restaurant.
So when do you think you're going to open?
The fire marshal's there today. Health department passed us last week. So now the date is February 2nd because we wanted to do kind of a soft opening with the, my background, I shared it with the Madam Mayor. I was a high school dropout and went back and got my GED and so on. So I like to support schools. So our first week of soft opening, we're actually going to target around schools. So I'm actually going to reach out. We're going to reach out this week to the school principals to see how we can network and market it up. One of the things we're proud about is a percentage of every single sale that comes in goes back to one of the schools, whether it's going into their band program, after school program, whatever the case may be. So
great.
We want to start networking with the schools this week. So great. February 2nd will be the council member. February 2nd, give you the short answer.
I might not be the first one in line, but I'll be in line.
We appreciate it. Whenever we.
I'll get you all their information.
Yeah.
We like to do that.
They're a tremendous group.
So I know many folks come before the council and the mayor and say this and this and this, but it's actually already on our website, and we're already in eight different states, and you know, a number of cities all the way from Philadelphia, South Dakota to Texas, and so they would actually second that we actually do reinvest back into the community.
And I didn't catch the name of the restaurant.
It's a Let's Brunch Cafe.
L-E-X?
L-E-T-S, and then Brunch Cafe.
Their new sign's up on the building.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Yes.
new sign's up. The other one, the last one, comes tomorrow.
Nice.
Installing the smaller sounds.
And are you getting a liquor license?
We are. We're going to apply on Thursday. We're meeting with the ABL, the young lady over there.
We got to have mimosas with brunch.
The only location we don't have a liquor license is my Baltimore City location. That's the only one. Every other one has a liquor license, and it does pretty well. So we're excited about it.
Great. Well, we're excited. I checked out the menu and I was like, I like that. I like that. That looks good. That looks good. So we're excited to have you.
Yes. Well, town is a buzz.
We just can't wait to move. I'm across the bridge. She hates the bridge, so I drive every time we come across the bridge. So that hour and a half commute is reminding me that I'm getting old.
Well, yeah, there's something to be said for all that windshield time and when you could do much more. I mean, I work in Annapolis, as I've told you, and I get much more done when I'm over here on this side than when I have to go into my office. So we're excited to have you. Welcome. I'm glad you could fit us into your schedule today. It was great that we could meet you in person. And we're excited. Let us know how we can help.
Every month, someone from our team will be here just in case there's something happening in a community, in a city that we can partner and support as well. So I appreciate it. And if it's all right with the council and Madam Mayor, if we can be excused and drop.
Absolutely. yes, please do.
Fires are out the yard.
Okay.
Oh, that's great.
Be safe.
See you guys. Take care. Yeah. Safe travels. Thanks for coming.
Nice house for sale, too.
Yeah.
I said a nice house for sale, too. Mm-hmm.
All right. So, can I have a motion now to go into executive?
Yes. I'm sorry, but
no, that's okay. I like, thought they would speak during public comments.
These guys were like, I think we should have done it. I think we should have
So, I thought that's who it was. Yeah. But
yeah, I move that we go into closed session to discuss personnel matters and
contracted services.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes. All right. I put everybody back in the waiting room. Thanks.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, take care.
Well, take care.
See you here.
I'm going to take a second.
Yep. So we are going into closed session. I'm going to put everybody in the waiting room, and then we'll be back.
Yes.
Hey, Kim.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.